Well, let's take a look beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News at CHN.org and DailyClimate.org. Hey, did you have a great Thanksgiving?
I sure did, Steve. Hope you did, too. I want to start with a little good news, possibly good news at least. Vaquita porpoises are the tiniest marine mammals. They top out at about 110 pounds. They have some of the tiniest habitat, only a portion of the Gulf of California, of Baja California. And they probably also have the tiniest chance for survival. They're largely wiped out as bycatch by gillnet fishermen.
But there's good news, you say.
The good news is, despite the fact that this species may be down to as few as 20 animals left, there's been very, very little ability by Mexico to enforce conservation laws. In spite of it all, there are some young ones. There are some vaquita porpoise calves that have been spotted in the last few years, and they offer what biologists term as slim hope for a species that once was considered to have no hope at all.
Well, let's hope those vaquitas keep having babies, huh? What else do you have for us, Peter?
We have a final score from New Haven. Yale, 50. Harvard, 43. Climate protester arrests, 42. Well, it's been decades since the Yale-Harvard football game meant anything among college football elite, but this past weekend, the game, often known as the game, got some game of its own as hundreds of students from both schools nonviolently stormed the field at halftime to call for both Yale and Harvard to divest their fossil fuel investments.
Yeah, both of those schools have huge endowments. Harvard has north of $40 billion. I think Yale has $30 billion.
Well, the protest delayed the restart of the game, and most importantly, it forced ESPN to mention climate change.
So I wonder if other schools will consider this.
Well, I'll be really impressed when the Oklahoma State football team sees a similar event at the T. Boone Pickens Memorial Stadium, or when a pro game is disrupted at Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis.
So, yeah, and of course, T. Boone Pickens is a famous oil man.
That's right, and that'll be your Living on Earth sports report for today.
Okay, Peter, let's have you take a look back in history and tell me what you see.
November 30th, 1999, it's the 20th anniversary of the ExxonMobil merger, actually a re-merger. It undid a major part of the breakup of Standard Oil from the work of Teddy Roosevelt and the Trust Busters nearly a century before.
Indeed, taking on monopolies back then, it's a pretty big company now.
It's a huge company now. In recent years, ExxonMobil's been accused of burying its own climate change science and funding climate denier groups, in addition to being one of the biggest contributors to climate change throughout the world.
Indeed. Thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at the